Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk. Yeah. So death.
Crush on the line with me. Of course, you know I got my homie Jeezy. What's up, Jeezy?
Hey, what's going on, Crush? How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Yo, I think your phone was quacking again.
You know, I think it was. At one point, I think I might need to drop off and get that problem fixed so we don't have that annoying-ass interruption the whole damn show.
Well, go ahead. Do that real quick and handle that so it doesn't quack the whole show, sounding like Aflac and shit, and then I'll just take care of the intro real quick. Just hurry up and then come back on.
All right, thanks.
All right. All right, while I'm waiting for my boy Jeezy to get back on, you guys, yesterday, the 14 and 14 tour kicked off last night in Chicago. Yo, Twitter was going ham. I don't think you guys understand, like, so many people had so much fun last night. Tonight, they're going to continue in Detroit. It goes down. Definitely go on global14.com and RSVP now. Once again, I told you guys yesterday, you can't get into the party or you won't know the location unless you RSVP. Now, some of y'all probably like, okay, that's stupid, but let me just tell you something. If you're a lifer and if you're a real lifer, you're already on global14.com, all right? If you're just someone that's like, oh, I'm going to jump on the party, you need to go ahead and join this lifer domination and stop playing around and stop saying stuff is stupid, because we know how to follow rules, and this is what we do to get our party on, all right? It's a secret location. Therefore, if you're a real lifer, you will sign on to global14.com, and you will get your ass on the site, and then you will RSVP, all right? It's that simple. You can only bring one guest with you. Don't bring your family, your auntie, your uncle, your mistress, your jump off, or whatever. You got to sign up, you can only bring one other person with you, all right? So, let's move on. My boy Jeezy's back with me, too. All right, so Rosa Acosta will be live with us later on in the show, you guys. Man, let me tell you. Let me catch my breath right now. My phone has been going ham all day. Like, people are like, ask her this, ask her that. Man, you know, does she have a man? Does she this? Let me tell y'all something. Call in. Stay tuned. Rosa will be on the show. And call in and ask her yourself. We got a lot of questions. I did take some of your guys' questions and I incorporated it into the interview. But let me tell y'all something. Rosa has already got, like, the last time our show got shut down because it was too many people logged in, that was when we had Mr. Marcus on Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. Today is about to be crazy. All right? Now, the other thing is, tomorrow we have another interview with super director Yolanda Geralds, all right? So I'm going to give you guys some more information on her, and just stay tuned for that, because on Global 14, I'm going to post a lot of information on her as well right after the show later on tonight. So stay tuned for that. You guys don't want to miss that. If you're into film and you want to get into directing and all this other stuff, you know, definitely make sure you tune in tomorrow with super director Yolanda Geralds. Sorry about that. All right. Also, what I want to do is take the time out, shout out to my team. Everybody's working super hard, and this is just the beginning, you guys. I see a lot of people are like, oh, wow, you got Rosa Acosta, you guys. Let me tell you something. My team never disappoints. My team stays on top of everything. Big shout out to Rock and Rolla. Let me tell y'all something. This is not the end. We're going to continue to bring you guys real interviews, real conversations, real news. Like, we're going to continue to do this thing. I know y'all probably thinking that we were going to shut down already, but it's not going to happen, all right? So another thing that I want to do, I want to shout out Lifer Stony Ocean. Most of y'all, if you're a real lifer, once again, if you're on global14.com, you know who Stony is. And she tweeted and she said she was getting her hair done. Now, let's hope the glitter goats are shaking up their wigs and shaving their backs for the 14 and 14. I don't know, DZ. I hope we don't. we don't have a whole bunch of goats showing up looking crazy as hell. You guys, shake the wigs out, comb your weave, get it together, brush your teeth. Don't come there with, you know, with the heels, with the banana peel on the heel and stuff. Like, get yourself together. Don't come out the house looking crazy. Represent for Life or Domination in Global 14. All right. Now, if you want to be a part of the show, that still applies. You can't be an intern looking crazy. So I'm just letting you guys know that right now. Hit me up on global14.com at Crush. Once again, global14.com at Crush. We're looking to expand and add new segments. So if you have what it takes, hit me up. You know, all it takes is for you to hit me up and just say, hey, look, I want to be down. All right, and then we can go from there. So, Jeezy, I know we have some pretty cool quickies today. I want to go ahead and get into that. What do you got for the quickies today?
Well, the first one, Bank of America decided to get its head out of its ass, and they got rid of their monthly $5 fee for having a debit card. I mean, it took them a while. It comes after 200,000 signatures, and other banks such as Wells Fargo's, JP Morgan Chase, SunTrust, and Regions Financial announcing that they'll no longer be having their fees either. I'm just saying, Crush, this is a great thing because so many people use Bank of America, but do you think that this probably saved them a shit ton of their customers?
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, this is the thing. A lot of, like, you know, me and you talked about this before. When you get stuff in the mail and you don't open the mail, like, they're telling you they're getting ready to charge you more money. I know with any bill or, like, with my cell phone and whatever else, they'll tell you. But people don't read it, so they never know. And then sometimes people don't really check their bank accounts. You know, some of us do, some of us don't. But now when people was like, oh, hell no, there you have it. So once again, people, you know, it's power in numbers, Jeezy. That's what I think. It's just power in numbers. People are fed up. Like, you're not going to play me like that. Not on my account. $5 is $5.
Definitely,
you know?
And
so,
the people definitely made their choice in this one, and they listened.
Right. Well, this is another issue, and let me tell you guys something. This issue right here is really ridiculous. In 2011, and I know this is a private institution, so a private Christian university in Rome, Georgia, enforces employees to sign a statement rejecting whether or not they're homosexual, or they will be fired. So pretty much, let me tell you guys something. This is, you know, stuff. When I see stories like this, I'm just like, how are we, you know, as a nation? When we have stuff like this happen, and then we wonder, okay, we think we're doing fine. You know, we got a black president. But then we have stupid stuff like this happens. You know, someone can't teach because they're homosexual, really. Are we really going to go down that road? This is really dumb. It reminds me of the don't ask, don't tell thing. It's kind of similar because these people are pretty much saying, like, you know, they're not going to ask the student to sign, you know, the statement. But if you're a teacher or, you know, if you're employed, pretty much if you are, you will be fired, period. If they find out, you will be fired. And this is just like don't ask, don't tell. If you were in the military, which it doesn't apply anymore, you know, thank God, and also, you know, Obama got rid of this thing, but if you were in the military and you served and you had to sign that statement that said that you weren't gay, you guys, that is a hard thing to do for someone that says, I'm going to fight for people that don't believe in me and also think I'm a disgusting human being, but I'm going to go ahead and fight for my country. I don't think people ever think about that, you know, as a whole. But, you know, that's what a lot of those people did in the military that served that were gay. And this situation right here just reminds me of it, and it's sickening. It's sick to my stomach, Jeezy. I think it's ridiculous.
You know, this really pisses me off, too, because you know what? It is a Christian school. What happened to do not judge? This is so wrong. I don't care what anybody says. It's horrible. They're judging a person. I think it's absolutely horrible that they have went to something this low. I think it'll definitely be interesting to see how this turns out, Crush.
Yeah,
and,
I definitely don't agree with it. No, you're fine. I definitely don't agree with it.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely horrible and stupid they're making people go through this, especially if there have been people that have worked there for so long. And you know what? They've done a good job. Who gives a shit what your sexual orientation is as long as you get your job done? That's what you're there
right for.
You're there to do your job, not to care if you're
exactly
a guy looking for a guy or a girl looking for a girl. So that pisses me off. I think it's absolutely horrible.
I'm with you.
But on a, yeah, I mean, it's a shame. But this is, for all you music fans out there, we'll get into something a little bit lighter and brighter. GarageBand is now available on your iPod and iPhone. Yes, that's right. The iPad version had been released earlier this year. And on your iPod and iPhone, the app is going to have touch instruments like keyboards, pianos, organs, drums, guitars, and basses. And the neat thing about this is it's also going to allow you to plug in an electric guitar to record your music or even a mic to record vocals. And this app will also include sound effects, a sampler that creates an instrument from the sounds you record, and over 250 professional loops that you can use as a backing for your songs. You know, the app also has a mixer. I think this thing, Apple's really thought out, and it goes strictly pretty much in depth. What about, I mean,
yeah.
Crush, I know you haven't really used this, but, I mean, what do you think about the whole idea?
I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting. A lot of kids right now are using iPhones and trying to get into instruments, but I think this is the wave of the future. So definitely, you know, I can see right now a lot of kids dibbing and dabbling in this thing. So I'm looking forward to this. It might be something I might get my niece and nephews because I know my nephew loves to play instruments. He's already curious about it. So it would be something cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very interesting. And the good thing about it is, you're right, it's pretty much the way that the future is heading. Everything's electronic. And if you are a music producer, you want to get into it, it's something you have right then and there, even if you're not home and you go somewhere. You don't have to lug all your shit around. And this in other news, Harold Camping, you know, the guy that predicted the world was going to end once in May on May 21st, and then again recently here, October 21st, announced today that he will be resigning. You know, the funny thing about it, it's not really funny, but the first time he was wrong about the world ending, he had a stroke. I'm just saying that's kind of odd. Yeah, that's what I read today. He had a stroke after he predicted the world being wrong, about the world ending in May 21st, and he was wrong. He suffered a stroke.
Wow.
I'm just saying that's kind of odd, and it's a really weird coincidence. I think it might have been a sign from somebody up above. But he apologized, and he said he was quite embarrassed. I mean, shit, I would be too if I freaked out he had a good thing kind of going. He convinced so many people the world was going to end. But,
right,
like I said, he apologized, and he is embarrassed, and I can't believe he is now just resigning and retiring. Really, I think he should have did about 150 years ago. Crush, what do you think about him now just retiring?
You know, I ain't thinking about him at all. Let me tell you, the thing that I'm worried about right now, is living my life. That's it. Like, you guys, we don't know when the world is going to end. So today, let me tell you, if you worried about something other than being happy, if you worried about anything other than being happy, I just want to let you guys know, you will be left behind, and you're gonna die an unhappy person. I just said it. Point blank. Stop worrying about people that don't care about you. Stop worrying about stuff that doesn't benefit you. Stop worrying about all this bad stuff. You know, live your life for you first. All right? So when the world finally does end, at least you can sit there and be like, you know what? I lived my best life. Hopefully it doesn't happen while you're sleeping, but really, like when you go to bed at night, at least, you know, the thing that we can do is to say, dang, I had a really good day. If you go to bed at night and you can't say, man, I had a wonderful day, then guess what? You're not living your best life. So, people, this man right here, I'm glad he's done. And, yeah, let's move on off of this. But anyway, let's get into a throwback for today. My boy Jeezy, yo, I think this is one of your favorite songs. What's up? This MJ.
I love this song.
All right. Well, let's get into this. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like it.
Just run.
you guys, that was a jam. ZZ, thank you so much. You know, every now and then we do the throwbacks on here, but that was a great pick, ZZ. Thank you very much for choosing that song for tonight. Well, in honor of 14 and 14, being that we are in Detroit tonight, you guys, we are going in on the dumb Michigan laws. So number one, the number one law that we have and we found, no man may seduce and corrupt an unmarried girl or else he risks 5 years of prison. Gigi, didn't we have another law like that? Like, I can't remember what state it was, but you couldn't even, like, really, you could, yeah, that's right, you couldn't.
Oh, you know what it was?
Somebody.
Yeah, that I'm pretty sure that was in Alabama.
Yeah, what is going on with that?
Damn, that shit is weird.
Well, I think we need to call the fellas up and let them know, like, you guys can't be seducing these unmarried girls and you're going to go to jail for 5 years. It's crazy,
yeah, good luck,
man,
starting a family.
Right. And then a woman isn't allowed to cut her own hair without her husband's permission? Oh, no. Come on now. I know that this right here, I know this. And I couldn't find any more information on it. So, you guys, if I could, I would. But that right there, I know that can't be a real law. No woman is going to sit there and consult with her husband if she can cut her damn hair or not. That's some bullshit. Oh, Jeezy, what did you find?
One right here, any person over the age of 12 may not have a license for a handgun as long as he or she has not been convicted of a felony. I don't know too many 12-year-olds that have had that big of a problem with running with the law. Yeah. And another one I had in Rochester, all bathing suits must have been inspected by the head of police. Wow.
Yo, that's a certified job right there. That's a real job. Yeah, that was another law. I was just like, okay, where did this come from? But I couldn't find. Usually where we pull this stuff, there would be, you know, a reason behind this law. But this is just probably some jerk off pretty much trying to, you know, enforce the laws and make them their own just for his own benefit. That's what it sounds like. Well, we're going to go ahead and quick get into the topic of the night, you guys. I just want to know, which cell carrier has the worst customer service? You guys, so my producer was upset today with AT&T. She cussed them all the way up and down and around on Twitter, and I hope she got the situation resolved. But at the same time, Zizi, like, who do you have for cell coverage?
Right now, I have T-Mobile, and at first, you know, I was happy with them. They were all right, you know, it got the job done. But then I moved houses, and the most frustrating thing about it is when I'm at my house, I get a cell phone signal everywhere outside, but as soon as I walk inside my house, it drops. I mean, it's a brand new house. I don't know what the hell could be wrong. I get 4 or 5 bars right outside, but it pisses me off. I will admit, though, one wonderful thing T-Mobile has that Verizon and AT&T don't, we have unlimited data. I really enjoy that aspect of it. But, I mean, T-Mobile, you were great until you started fucking with my signal.
All right, you guys, you hear it. Well, I did some research, and I pulled what consumers were saying, the top three cell carriers were. Verizon was number one. All right. They said the pros, you know, America is saying they're the most reliable. The cons, high early termination fees. Okay, whatever. And then the verdict was it was among the best compared to the others, you know, as far as your needs and everything else. And then I know Renita had something to say about AT&T, and AT&T was number two. Surprisingly. So, Renita, what's up, homie? What you got for AT&T?
First of all, AT&T should not be number two for several reasons. I think we get the most abused out of the phone service companies. Our customer service is very, very lackluster. I think Jeezy said that we don't have unlimited. AT&T does offer, I know I have the iPhone, they do offer unlimited talk, unlimited data, and unlimited text, so that's kind of cool, but we're paying for it, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it's cheap, so no, AT&T, ooh, man, just boils my blood.
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with AT&T. So when I saw that it was number two, I was very surprised. But this is what the pros are saying. This is what they're saying. So the pros of having AT&T was it had the most extensive selection of available phones, and it had, you know, I guess, the most network presence. The cons were the network reliability can be, you know, reasonably spotty, but then they were saying the lackluster customer service. Lackluster, I don't think that's the word. I think we should use shitty as the word of the day for AT&T. But, and then they're saying just as far as the verdict, among the best cellular options, you know, I don't know. Like, when I did a Google search on AT&T, it was, like, horrible. There was nothing good besides the iPhone, really. And that's all that was mentioned. But really, I saw a whole lot of tweets, and Google just had all these entries on AT&T having bad customer service. So definitely that was something else. And then Jeezy, Sprint. I have Sprint, by the way. I've had Sprint for a while. I actually have a business account, so I think when I switched over to having a business account, they treat you a whole lot different. But Jeezy, what did you see as far as Sprint and their pros and cons?
You know, the pros, they have unique calling plans that meet most of their customers' needs and sometimes even better than their competition. You know, I have friends that have Sprint, and it's like at times they like it, it's other times they hate it. And some of the cons are their customer service rating, you know, it's usually lower than other carriers. So, but I just want to wrap it up and say most people don't like their cell phone carrier, I think. I think they're never happy, really, with who they have, it seems like. Everyone that has AT&T, they usually don't want AT&T. Everyone that has Verizon, no, if they hate Verizon. You know, everyone that I've met with T-Mobile, they don't like T-Mobile, and I know a lot of people that are not happy with their Sprint.
Yeah, like, it's kind of hit and miss. Like, every now and then I'll get, like, one time, let me tell the story real quick. Sprint, so I was having problems with my BlackBerry, and, okay, I don't want to hear Renita. Renita, you are live, so don't laugh and all that other stuff, but I was having problems with my BlackBerry, and I called in. I called in, and I told him, you know, I needed a new phone. And once again, like I said, if you have a business account, you know that they'll take care of you. But this time, I told her, like, she was going back and forth with me about my phone. And this broad straight up told me, she said, well, I don't know what to tell you. I said, oh, really? You don't know what to tell you, but if I go ahead and go to another carrier and cancel my contract, then what are you going to tell me? She was like, well, then that's what you have to do then. It's shit like that. That's why people get a bad name, because you guys have, you know, cell phone carriers hire disgruntled employees, and they're already pissed off, so they don't care about your brand. So therefore, you know, when they pick up the phone and talk to us who are already pissed off about something that happened, you know, we get this attitude, and this is why people tweet, because you have incompetent people on your customer service lines. And I hope you guys are listening, because you guys need to do more and do better with your damn training. All right? So once again, lifers, if you want to vent about bad cell phone providers, call in 760-913-4119. We would love to hear from you. I definitely think a lot of people can't stand their cell phone providers, but then when you think about, okay, if I go somewhere else, and I know a lot of y'all really don't switch because you know that your credit is bad, and you go to the other carrier, they're going to charge you some extra money just to hop on. So I see you guys. I know you. I know some of y'all got bad credit since you was little kids, and you really couldn't, you can't help that because your mama put your name for the cable bill and everything else, so you just all the way jacked up. But either way, I definitely want you guys to call in, let us know how you feel, and we will be right back right after this commercial break with Rosa Acosta.
Well, it appears. Oh, yes, that's quite fine. I don't mind. Fired up. Baby, it appears that you've done something to me. And I don't know what you did, but you done did it, girl. Yeah, you done did it.
Ooh, honey, I could have all the money in the world, but it wouldn't be nothing without you, girl. And ooh, baby, you could offer me all the ladies in the world, but I don't want one cause ain't nothing like my girl. Baby, tell me, how can I explain it? A love bullet went through my soul. You took my heart and rearranged it, and now you got full control. My mistakes and my bad ways, made a change in this man, baby. Oh, I don't wanna touch another, I don't wanna feel another woman. Never gonna be another, I ain't gotta see another woman.
Nobody but a girl,
ever come close to me.
Ooh.
Let me have my way, do all I want. Put your body where it's supposed to be. Ain't even worried about me, cause all I want is to be.
Welcome back, lifers. We are now live. This is the part of the show everybody's been waiting. Our boards are lighting up. My phone is going off. How rude is that? I told you guys about hitting me up while I'm on air. Right now, we got the beautiful Rosa Acosta on the line. What's up, Rosa?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, yo. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're a busy woman. We definitely appreciate you, you know, coming on the show tonight.
Anytime.
All right, so I found out a lot of things reading up on you and your history and stuff, and one of the things that I find, you know, crazy, knowing what I know, the hip-hop community wants to make you a video vixen. But you have so much going on that doesn't even have to do with this video stuff, and I even feel uncomfortable calling you a vixen, you know, knowing what I know. So... So I don't want to ask you shit about the videos or no dumb jump off questions. You know, this is real talk. All right?
Okay.
We like to have real conversations with our guests. This is a global14.com thing. Even on the site, we really have real conversations. You know, you're part of the family now, so it's all about you today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. So people don't know this about you. You know, I went to your site, and I can see how people can get distracted. But people don't know that you studied ballet and graduated with honors.
Yeah, that's correct. I started studying ballet when I was 4 years old. I graduated when I was 18. And that same year, I became the youngest soloist member of the Dominican National Ballet of my. That's the only company in my country. Yeah, I danced professionally with them for 4 years, and then I came here and I stopped.
Why do you stop? Why did you stop? If you can shed some light on that, why do you think that?
Yeah, see, like a lot of people wonder why will you go from doing something that sounds so good, such as being a dancer, to do music videos, but. I used to make $400 a month being a dancer.
Oh, wow.
So it sounds pretty glamorous, but I don't know anybody that can really live off of $400 a month. And
yeah, you can't even eat off of that. That's crazy.
Thank you. plus, you know, it's a lot of work. It's not easy. It's one of those things that will take you really high. And if you gain 5 pounds, you are nobody, you know.
Right.
So I was battling bulimia and anorexia for 7 years. So I thought that it was enough, and
right.
I just stopped. It's still my passion. I still go to watch some shows and still love it. I'll take a class here and there, but I will never do it professionally again.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me just say this. Your body is amazing, and now we know why. So all of you guys trying to figure out why she looks the way that she does, there's a reason behind that. Get to know this woman. She's just not all face and body. Like, this woman has, you know, she has some more stuff behind her. So you guys, you know, and I know we got a couple of haters listening, but it's all good. She got a degree on you, ho. So now what? So anyways, let's just chat with our listeners. How do you maintain your physique?
Well, I am a fitness competitor. I have competed in a few fitness shows before. I have a lot of passion for fitness and health, working out, diet and nutrition. So I just got really into it, and
right.
I work out pretty much every day, 6 days a week. Sometimes I work every day. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, you know, I take care of my diet. And I have gained a lot of weight since I moved here and I stopped dancing. And I kind of recover from my health problems. So,
okay.
But it's kind of like slightly, it's like kind of like healthy weight. I have gained a lot of muscle. And, I mean, I have gained some of that, you know, that little fat that we girls need. So,
right.
You know, I am just really passionate about being healthy, being strong. So not just looking good. I know a lot of people that look way better than me, and they basically don't do anything, but they don't have the strength that I have. So I kind of like take pride on that.
Right, right, definitely. And you can tell. I mean, you can tell in the pictures and your videos, which goes to your workout videos that you're doing. Your video project. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I have just shot my workout DVDs, and hopefully they are going to be ready to the public very soon. But, you know, we got to go to an editing process, and production takes a little bit of time. But we already did it, and I am really, really happy to share all the things that I have learned through the years. My body is not just a result of, you know, 18 years
right.
of training or, you know, working out. It's also yoga and Pilates and all type of classes that I have tried. And, you know, I have kind of like put the best moves that I learned through the years together and put it
that
into a little video, something that people can do in their house with pretty much no equipment and
right.
You know, you have to start with something. So
that's right.
That's gonna be something for, you know, all the female fans that I have that wonder what do I do, and that's kind of what it is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we're all excited. I've seen some of the stills. You know, my business partner, Renita, was there with you guys last week. And definitely, I know I'm excited about it. How do you feel about possibly more guys buying this DVD? Just because it's you? You know, it's a good thing. It could be a good thing, you know, period. But still, I could see a lot of guys buying the DVD.
Well, maybe they'll buy it for their sisters, for their girlfriend, for their mom, for their auntie. So I don't think I have, even though I can pretty much give a guy a great workout, I am basically focusing on the ladies this time.
Okay. All right, we got you. All right, ladies, you hear that. Rosa Acosta's coming out with a workout DVD. All right, so another one of your projects that you're working on is the web series directed by Yolanda Gerald, and it's called Los Blancos, which is about two sisters who take over a family-owned cocaine business. So tell me what attracted you to this project.
Well, the people behind it, they are good friends of mine, and they, you know, send me the treatment and, you know, put the idea kind of like in front of me, and I totally love it. And it's a project that is also going to give me an opportunity to connect with the Spanish market, which I unfortunately don't have strong connections with, because I kind of like my work is more known within the urban industry. So this project is going to be in English, but it's going to have a Latin flavor, and it's going to be something that I'm pretty sure that Spanish,
your Spanish fans and
speaking audience, community that lives in the United States is also going to see.
Yeah,
you know, because me and the other actress are playing Spanish characters, where we're Colombians. So I'm pretty sure people is going to enjoy that. And it's definitely a great project, and I have my heart on it. And I can't wait for people to actually see it.
Yeah, you guys, you know, the thing about it is, lifers, if you're listening, go to rosaacosta.com. She has, you know, a trailer on there, and you definitely could check it out. Or go to los-blancos.com. And you can find more trailers on that as well. So I'm definitely excited about it. I saw a few of the trailers and some of the clips, and I think it's going to be hot, period. Both of you guys, you and Shakur, are
really
just
excited.
Hot, period. Definitely.
Thank you.
So one of the things, let me tell you, my phone was blowing up really, really crazy today once we really started pushing. And I know we probably bombarded your Twitter today, but people have been blowing me up all day on what to ask you, and they want to know all these questions. And, of course, I sifted through them because, like I said, I don't want to ask you dumb questions that probably everybody asks you. You know, there's so much more to you, and that's why we wanted you on the show, because we just – you know, it's all about quality for us. So, what do you do in your free time? Like, what would people be surprised that you do in your free time?
Well, I don't know if it's. I try to not have a lot of free time.
okay.
I am right now taking acting classes, and I'm also taking personal training classes. I do know a lot. I just don't have the certification, and I am having such a great time studying signatures like nutrition and, you know, all kinds of things. So it's really fun, and I'm doing that. I'm also working on other projects that have really nothing to do with the industry. It's all kind of like entrepreneur little things that I am doing. And,
right. You're building
so
your brand.
You know, I'm always working out. I'm always hitting castings.
Yeah.
But when I have time, I love to go to Pennsylvania, visit my mom and my brother, and just watch TV all day, kind of like follow my mom, you know, around the house and eat her food and just you know, enjoy her and enjoy my family. So that's one of the things that I love to do.
Okay, that's cool. What? So do you cook?
I actually do. I am. I learned very late. You know, there is this kind of idea that Spanish girls learn how to cook really early. I actually was never that person. I was really busy on my ballet classes and taking computer
right.
classes and taking this other class and this other class. So I never really get to do the whole cleaning and cooking much. My mom really wanted me to be more than housewife. So
okay.
she was, like, keeping me busy doing all kinds of things. But I did learn maybe, like, 2 years ago, and I am such a fan. I feel like I'm already a chef. I'm, you know, trying new things. So the only thing I don't know how to do is bake, but I can do an amazing dinner, yeah.
Okay. All right, because that's the thing. Like, I'm vegan, and that's one of the things. I don't know how to bake at all. Like, I can cook everything else, but baking is not my thing. So I'm with you on that. Doesn't it seem like to bake is it seems like it's so much harder?
Yeah, that's what people say, but it's actually, people say it's easier, and I'm just going to take that for when I have kids because I don't really need to be
right.
eating any cookies or cake. So I'm going
right.
to get that for later on.
All right. Well, there's this question that just kept popping up on my phone, on global14.com. Like, it was just crazy. And I think a lot of the guys wanted to know, like, how come you're not attached to any of these hip-hop artists in the game? Like, how come no one has locked you down? And I think this has a lot to do with, you know, really what my next question is, what qualities must a man have in order to get your attention?
Yeah, first of all, I have to say I don't have anything against rappers or entertainers, singers, actors. I don't have anything against them, but they are not my type. I unfortunately
okay.
have been linked to people, and I say unfortunately not because they are bad people, but because it was not true. So,
right.
you know, these days it's just I take a picture with somebody and then we already dating or something, and
right.
I mean, I don't really understand how does that work, but you know, people seem to be really obsessed
they,
about.
They
want to
make
stuff.
Yeah,
I,
they
want to
make you. They want to make you a video vixen. That's what they want. They want you to just.
Well,
be.
You know what? I'm not really. I'm okay with titles. Because they don't, I mean, if you want to, you can call me whatever you want, but that doesn't mean that I am that or I am
right.
just that. You know, I have worked in video, so people is entitled to actually call me a video model because I have done that plenty of times, you know.
Okay.
Now that I'm just that, well, you know, not. But I'm okay with people, you know, calling me names because they don't define me.
Thank you.
And I
said that this week. I'm glad you said that.
You know,
words
what I
don't
do,
define you. Yeah.
What I do is not who I am. I mean, the fact that I do, you know, make love to the camera and I wear a bikini in front of the camera doesn't mean that I do my groceries on a bikini. I
right.
am a regular person, you know,
right.
and I am not, I mean, I don't go to the bank and, like, look at the guy. You know, I don't lick my lips every time I talk and say something. No, like, that's what I do when I'm in front of the camera, making my money after the camera is shut down, and, you know, I keep pushing. I have other things that I have to
right.
do. So I don't have anything against rappers, but I have never dated any of them, and they are not my type.
Okay.
And really, I don't think I'll be the type of girl that kind of like somebody can just like lock down like, okay, well, like,
right.
I'm going to just like, I mean, a guy will have to earn his way to me. And if something is going to happen, I mean, a guy is going to, we're going to get married. I'm not going to be a baby mama. Nothing against baby mamas
right.
all over the world. I mean, everything is great. It's just
right.
not me. Like the same way that some girls
right.
feel like they will never do the things that I do, I will not do some things, you know, and I respect everybody's
right.
situations, but that's just me. So, you know, let's say then I feel
that's not
like
your thing.
For me to for me
no,
to be attracted
good, I'm glad
to a guy.
You answered that.
Yeah, for me to be attracted to a guy, my friends can really tell you this. I am not into physique. I am I have like some really ugly guys, and they go from tall to almost a midget to really to fat to almost bald to totally bald to long hair to curly hair to they are all over the place. But I am really into somebody's personality and the way they are, and that's really what gets me.
Okay, so then there you guys have it. Stop hitting my phone up asking me this question. She just told you. She's not attracted to the rapper. She has nothing against him, but that's just not, you know, that's not her thing. Well, we do have a caller for you. And
okay.
This is my boy Golden. What's up, homie? You're live with Rosa Acosta.
Oh, excellent. Peace, G14 Radio. How you doing, Rosa?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. First of all, I just wanted to let you know I was a big fan of yours. I am a big fan of yours. I think everything you do is great. Knew about the ballerina stuff. I was like, wow, she has a lot of stuff going on. And I just wanted to ask you because, you know, you see a lot of beautiful girls when they enter in entertainment. But when I first saw you, I was like, wow, this girl can really, you know, come over here and be real special in a whole bunch of things. And the first thing I saw you on was 12 Corazones at one of my Latin friend's house. And I was like, isn't that the girl that was in so-and-so's video? And he's like, yeah, but, you know, she does a lot of stuff. You need to look her up. I was wondering, did you ever want to become like a Sofia Vergara or a Selma Hayek or Penelope Cruz? Because my friend and we were talking about it, we were like, she can really be huge over here on a whole nother level with acting and movies and everything. So we were wondering, were you inspiring to do things like that over here? Did you want to become like a big-time actress?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I am not – my ultimate dream since I was a little kid was to become a dancer, and I did that. So now I am more – I feel like I'm more a businesswoman. So I am working on all these other businesses that I basically that I don't have to do much in order to get paid.
Right, okay.
So I'm working on things that will make me money while I'm sleeping.
Being a straight
ball. But, you know, I'm getting – I'm preparing myself for opportunities because – the fact that I am where I am put me in a lot of in front of a lot of people, in front of a lot of opportunities, in front of a lot of situations that I can't take it that I can't take advantage of. So I am taking my acting classes. I go to a casting whenever I can, and I mean I'm open to the idea, but I want to clear this up. I am not dying to be an actress. I am not dying to be famous, and I could really, if all this disappears tomorrow, I still have so many stuff that I can do that it doesn't really matter. So that's really what it is. I mean, I love acting. I have fun doing it, and, you know, if I can come across a few projects and I can do them, fine. But if I'm never become, you know, the next big Spanish actress, I don't care.
Yo, there you go.
Whatever you do,
Golden.
Do your thing.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. What's up, Chris?
No, I was going to say, yo, thank you for that comment because, like I said, you know, just reading up on Rosa and doing my own research, people don't – they don't think that she has all this stuff going on, and that's why we wanted to bring her on the show. So I definitely appreciate you calling in.
Oh, no problem, guys.
Thank you so much for calling.
Rosa, keep doing your thing. You're great.
Thank you so much.
Have a good success in the world, all right?
Thank you.
All right, so we got a lot of people, like, in the chat room, and we got a lot of stuff going on, but I got a couple more questions for you, Rosa. You know, I know you have so many female fans. Matter of fact, I didn't even know there's some people that hit me up today that was asking about this interview, and I was just like, okay, where did you come from? But you have a lot of female fans that are just, like, in love with you. So do you have a girl crush?
I do have a lot of girl crushes. Actually, I'm a big fan of beauty and sexiness. So,
okay.
I love Rihanna. I think she's so beautiful. And there's any girl that is beautiful and. And you can tell, not because she's pretty, like, in the, kind of like in the outside, but, like, a lot about that, too. I love beauty, but sometimes there's pretty girls that I just don't like. I love a girl that you can tell she's happy, she's confident, she's not a hater, she's she's confident enough to give another girl a compliment. Like, I love those things. A girl that is that just owns herself, I love that. So, yeah.
Well, then I have a question then. So if you had to have the ultimate threesome with two other women, then who would it be?
Well, see, I will definitely, have fantasies of having a one-on-one with a sexy girl, but I am totally not into threesomes.
Okay. Well, then that answers the other question. You guys, there you have it.
Yeah, and I've never done one. It's not like I had any bad experience with it, but I'm not into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, all right. You know, like I said, I'm so glad you came on the show, and you know, like I said, you're so much more than what people think. We definitely wanted to make sure that people, you know, we sent that message across. I hope a lot of people are listening. And the only other question that we had was. When guys approach you when you're out and about, what annoys you the most?
Well, I don't like to walk on the streets and people to, like, try. I hate when I'm walking and somebody says, excuse me. I keep walking and they just keep talking. And then I start, like, talking on my phone, like, acting like I'm talking. And then they are like, oh, are you talking on your phone? Can I wait for you? Oh, it's just so annoying. Like, when I'm running my errands, you know, and... You know, and I'm kind of, like, dressing down. I'm not trying to, you know, I appreciate people, you know, like, giving me compliments and attention and support. But sometimes when I'm, like, you know, I'm just not going to give you my number. I'm just not going to, I don't need any more friends, really. So it's just, like, kind of annoying.
Right.
Or, like, yesterday, somebody just came and say, hey, Rose, I'm a big fan. You're so amazing. And then I guess he got nervous and say, I don't know exactly where I've seen you before, but something. And I was just like, didn't you just say that you're a big fan? And now you don't know where you've seen me? So, you know, sometimes they get a little nervous. It's fine. I don't mind. But I like when people say something, just own it. If you're going to say something, just own it. And, you know, normal. It's like that.
Right.
But on
you
a, on
don't
a regular
want
basis,
to
I don't like to be bothered.
Now.
Like, I don't mind if you say hi. But I don't like when they go all the way trying to get my number or asking me, like, what's my name and what do I do. Sometimes they know and I start lying. I'm like, you know, I'm a massage therapist. I am a certified massage therapist. But, you know, I start saying that I work at the hospital and I start lying just like, what's the purpose of that conversation?
Right. Well, I think we covered enough. And definitely, when more things start happening, we would love to have you back on the show. And
definitely. Thank
you
so much, guys, for inviting me over.
No, let me just tell you something. Everybody loves you. I've never, like, my phone, we've had other guests on the show, and my phone has never been, like, going this crazy before. And I was just like, I need to shut my phone off because I'm trying to get ready for the show. But, and today, Rosa, it was all about Rosa today, so... Definitely, I appreciate you stopping by. We are definitely going to make sure that we pay attention to what's going on with you And then,
thank you so
whatever
much.
You have going on, we'll continue to support. Post it on global14.com. And anytime you just want to come on and you want to, you know, promote something, just let us know and we'll definitely put you on.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Rosa, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and definitely have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you guys, definitely, you know, that was an outstanding interview. You guys learned a whole lot about Rosa. I don't think a lot of you would have even expected that this woman is so much more than just face and ass, period. All right, so definitely, you guys, if you missed it and you just joined in, it was a great interview. We learned a lot about Rosa. I don't think a lot of people probably wouldn't even think that she does. She's a certified massage therapist. Like, come on, you guys would have never thought that. She's a regular girl. She's a simple girl. She loves doing stuff, but she's not, you know, she's not over the top. She's not extra. So definitely shout out to her team. Shout out to Rock and Roller for getting the interview. Right now, what we're going to do is take a break, and we're going to come back with the spilled tea of the night because my girl Renita got some stuff to tell us about this Kim K shit again. But we're just going to go ahead and go into this spilled tea when we come back from the commercial break. We are back with my girl, Renita. What's up, Renita?
What's up? First of all, I learned a couple things. I'm going to go and dye my hair red to look like Rihanna. I'm going to hit that gym. And what else? I'm going to take some dance classes. And, yeah, I'm about to work that out, crush. I don't know about you, but, yeah, I was listening. Taking notes.
Yo, let me tell you something. I don't think a lot of people knew that about her. She's more than, like I said, she's more than just a face. Like, she has a lot going on. And for all those that, wanted to know why she hasn't, you know, been locked down by no rappers, they ain't it. She ain't messing with them.
Mm-mm. I think she
kind of said entertainment, so this may be my last spilt tea, everybody.
You know, just in case, I need to make sure. But I do want to send a special thank you because I know they're listening. Lisa Love, Taz, Yolanda, the whole crew, thank you very much. Rosa, thank you very much. Like, Crush, that was such a great interview, dude. It was really good.
No, that camp, let me tell you something. One of the things I want to comment on, when you have a great team behind you, it also comes through the artist. That's something I want people to understand. Like, doing this show, the direction that we're going and what's going to happen in 2012, if I didn't have a great team behind me, this wouldn't be happening. So definitely I want to shout out Rosa's team, Taz and Lisa, and I can't wait to get Yolanda on the show tomorrow. Yo, I mean, it's a movement. You have no choice but to respect these people, man.
Totally, totally, totally. Wow. What a good interview. So let's get into this spilt tea so we can wrap up this great show. First of all, I'm kind of excited about this because I did used to watch her talk show, but I don't know how everyone else is going to feel. So Queen Latifah is coming back to the small screen, everybody. 2013, she just solidified and signed, confirmed, locked down a contract with none other than Will Smith. That's right. So
wow.
Will Production, Queen's Production, the Overbrook team, and the Flavor Unit Entertainment is coming together, and they are releasing a talk show for Queen Latifah, like I said, 2013. I'm really excited. The last time she was out, she had the Queen Latifah show back in 1999. It lasted about 2 episodes, and then it was taken off air. But, you know, I'm actually excited. I watched the show. She had, like, Lauryn Hill on, Mary J. Blige. Like, she was getting artists at the time that other people weren't. So congrats on that deal to Queen Latifah. Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle is rumored to be doing a one-time comedy show in New York. Apparently they are held up in some comedy place now, setting out how this show is going to lay out and be. And Chris even fueled everything by saying that this is in the works and this is going to happen. Now, they also said if the show goes well, which we all know will, they will think about touring it. So I'm really excited. I know I'm going to piss myself. Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle in one show. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crying and piss everywhere. Sorry, Crush, but, yeah, I got to do this, Crush. I know you're going to kill me, so I'll make it really fast. But was it really a publicity stunt? Because Kris Jenner, Courtney, and Rob all commented about the Kim K. Kris split. Now, that's normally not how their family works. They'll give, like, a two-word answer and try to keep it moving, but they were all, like, running off at the mouth. So, I'm telling y'all, Kris Jenner somehow, this is going to be the next season, the whole season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because she's about to make that money. It'll be about the big split. Also, rumors are flying all around town that Saturday, Kim K met up with Reggie in New York to do a special lunch. What is a special lunch? And that's the day, that's the weekend before you came and divorced your husband. Now, we all know that Kim likes the milk chocolate, so we are going to keep a close look at this one. Kim, don't go backwards, boo. Didn't y'all cheat on each other?
Well, check this out. I tweeted late last night. You guys go back and check. I think she's going to get back with him, if you ask me.
Well, what I heard on the streets were when they were together, that's when she apparently rumored was messing with Kanye West, and then he was apparently rumored messing with half of New Orleans. So they don't need to get back together. Kim, close that door, find another milk chocolate, and have a nice day. So, Crush, no one was able to guess the spilt tea yesterday. You was ready to blurb it out and ruin it for everyone. Do you have the answer today?
Yeah, it's that damn Michael Lohan and his old drunken ass. No wonder Lindsay is fucked up. Excuse my language.
You get the golden ticket crush. That's right. It was Michael Lohan. Now, a lot of people was hitting me up about how could someone get arrested in a tree. Well, that second call I was telling you when he, the second time he got arrested, when he was making the calls to his ex now, well, apparently because he was high and drunk, the cops came knocking at the door. He got scared, jumped over the balcony, and landed in a tree. Couldn't get out because he was so messed up, so they had to get him out of the tree and arrested him. So that's what happened. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is it for me. The last sweet tea for the day is which former talk show host, now turned reality star, said that they haven't had sex in almost 2 years. They said they're just not interested but does enjoy time with themselves. Now, we all know what that means. So if you know who it is, call in 760-913-4119 tomorrow and let me know. Now, Crush, I know you're not getting this one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, think about it. This is your girl, Renita, with the spit tea for today here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. Check me out on global14.com. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla. Have a good one.
Hey, yo, Renita, thank you so much. You're right. I don't know shit about the sweet tea. I can't even figure it out. So tomorrow, make sure you just have the damn answer. Hello? You still there?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You're no, no, no. Uh-uh. I'm going to make y'all sweat a little bit. I might give it to you Thursday,
you know,
but I don't know.
Oh, okay. You know, I thought you was just, like, not answering because maybe you thought you was on mute or something. You know how I do. I'll mute your ass in a minute.
Exactly. I'm shocked you ain't mute me now, but that's because you want the answer. See, lifers, when she wants something, see how she treats me? Now I got witnesses all over the world.
All right, well, thank you, Renita. Thank you once again. I want to thank my whole team, especially Rock and Roller. You guys, we're going to continue to hold it down. We got a lot of surprises for you guys coming up. I want to thank JD, definitely. I want to thank our listeners. Like, I don't, you know, this is the busiest I've ever seen our console. Our board was lighted up. Like, we had so many callers in here. People just wanted to listen in. I know people are still listening, and we got a lot of people in the chat room. We definitely appreciate everyone that joined the chat room. You guys always give me life. It's always a whole lot of fun in the chat room. Also, you guys, RSVP for the 14 and 14 tour. Stop playing around. I don't know what's going on, why people don't get it. Continue to RSVP. That's the only way you're going to find out where the damn party is. All right, RSVP, you can only bring one guest with you, one damn guest, all right? So the other thing is on global14.com, you can hit me up at Crush if you have any questions, suggestions, comments, or whatever it is. Just let your girl know, and then I'll hit you up. The other thing is, look, contact us on Twitter as well, global14, and also at G14Radio. That is at symbol, at Global 14, and at G14 Radio. All right? Look, the 14 and 14, no other social network has done it before. If you're going to miss out on this opportunity, that is completely on you. You have a chance to be in the Living the Life videos. I mean, you got a chance to meet JD. Brat was in Chicago. I told you guys this weeks ago that Brat was going to end up being in Chicago. I hope you guys were listening. Definitely stay tuned. You don't know who is going to pop up on the Global 14 and 14 tour, all right? Well, I just want to let you guys know it's all love. Thanks for tuning in. Global 14 Radio, LPL for life. Good night.
This is Real Talk on Global 14 Radio.
Yeah. So death.